So, you know, we're in the phrase that new year, new me, because New Year's resolutions, that's what it is. But according to most research, the average day people tend to give up on their New Year's resolutions is the second Friday of January, often called Quitter's Day. Oh, wow, that's when motivation significantly drops for many people who made resolutions. And one issue with making resolutions is getting stuck. Like you initially set goals, but lose motivation, don't follow through. And a lot of times it's due to factors like unrealistic expectations, or maybe you need to revisit the vision that you had instead of falling into stagnation. Well, we're going to do a rewind when I got to talk to my good friend, personal development life coach, Stacey Jennings, who speaks on when you get stuck or distracted, what you need to do.
Does it align with your vision? When those different things come in and you find yourself stuck, go back to the vision. So this thing that you feel like, oh, I'm stuck right here, you go back to it and you look and it's like, this is what I'm not doing, or this is what I'm doing too much of. You keep your focus on the vision. Again, we go back to those distractions, and that's what those are. When you feel like you're stuck, you go back to the vision. Just asking yourself this question, why was this important to me? And sometimes, you know, some people will have their favorite scripture, their favorite quote, their favorite saying, whatever that thing is, whatever inspired you when you created that, it will inspire you to keep going. And sometimes, you know, like this year, you know, I have my scripture and I chose a word, and my word was ignite. Everything that God has placed within me, it's time to ignite those things. It's time to start. It's time to move. So whenever something comes up, it's like, oh, no. We're ignited this year.
Look for Stacey Jennings on all social media, including LinkedIn. And I know a lot of people have made a word for the year. I haven't done that, but I think it's going to be surrender, because I'm trying to hold on to some things that I need to let go of, including one particular prayer. I need to leave it at Jesus' feet and not pick it back up until he chooses to answer it, however he chooses. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to give my whole testimony. So here's to a successful and prosperous 2025, and we don't quit this Friday on Quitter's Day. If 2024 was your best year, hey, let's leave it in the past and pray on you the best and to be blessed in this new year.